Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
What's going on with the economy? David Hochberg has a few thoughts, Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial. I'm looking at your list of things we can talk about today, Dave, and seems pretty pessimistic. Office vacancies rising, bankruptcies up, inflation on the rise. You have any good news today?
Yeah, Bob, we're both on this side of the grass.
Yeah, so I'll take it.
Good way to start. I just come in every time you invite me so graciously on your show and just share with your listeners what's really happening out there, like office vacancies are rising. And why should anybody care about that? Because if office vacancies continue to rise like they have been, your real estate taxes are going to go up on your home and your rent's going to go up because the company or the gentleman or the people that or the lady that owns your home or your apartment that you're renting, their real estate taxes are going up. Office space vacancies rose to a record 20% in the second quarter of this year, Bob.
I thought people were coming back to work.
You thought wrong. This is the sixth consecutive quarterly rise. The first half of 2025 saw the fastest mid-year rise on record since the 2020 pandemic low. Vacancy office space has nearly doubled. So, yeah, they're coming back, Bob, but they're not coming back as to where we need it to be in order for these buildings to get back to where they were, you know, 5-6 years ago. To put into perspective for our listeners, post 2008 financial crisis peak, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Blood in the streets, they were at 15% 15% vacancies. Now we're at 20%. So we're 5 percentage points higher than we were when the real estate collapsed. So that's not good for commercial real estate. It's not good for residential real estate because we really haven't created a plan here in the city to deal with all of the vacant office spaces that are within a 3-mile radius of where we're sitting right now in downtown Chicago.
And, of course, that affects the small businesses, restaurants, other shops that depend on people being
car services,
downtown.
Cars, 100%. All of those smaller businesses, the dry cleaners, the coffee shops, the sandwich shops. It's like you said, all the restaurants. Yeah, cabs, taxis, Uber drivers.
Are you hearing about the more conversions, office space to residential, condo?
Yeah, but it's not happening at the pace it needs to happen because those conversions, when you look at an office building, Bob, what do you have? You've got the elevators and you've got the communal bathrooms, right? You got the bathrooms near the elevators. Okay, well, when you start doing apartments, you got to run gas lines into all of the units. You got to run it up. You got to run it out. You got to run water lines. You got to run sewer lines. So listen, all of that costs money and that decreases the value of the building because the buyer investor has got to reinvest back into the building. So that negatively impacts your real estate taxes on your home because the money's got to come from someplace.
And when you're talking about inflation, bankruptcies, unemployment,
yeah,
is this all tied in any way to tariffs?
Some would say so. Corporate bankruptcies are on the rise. The U.S. Has now seen 446 large bankruptcy filings this year alone, putting us on track to the 2010 levels and more than 12% above the pandemic level. So when we always go back to the pandemic, how everything was horrible, we're higher than we were in terms of corporate bankruptcies back in 2020. July alone, the largest public and private bankruptcy filings increased to 71 companies last month, the highest single month total since July of 2020. Skewed in these industries, Bob, industrials, consumer, healthcare and energy. Tariffs are pressuring these key industries, and experts predict as these companies continue to go out, unemployment will surge, which is horrible for those individuals that work at those companies, obviously, but it's good for short-term interest rates because that's what the Fed uses as their bellwether mark to determine if they're going to reduce interest rates.
What does all this mean to the home buyer or home seller in this area?
Well, if you're a home buyer and you lose your job, you're not going to be buying that home, right?
That's for sure.
If you're a home seller and you lose your job, you're going to be a lot more apt to take a look at that number and get out of that home as fast as possible. I had two listeners, Bob. One lost, the husband lost their job One week, the next week, the wife lost her job. So double whammy. They had 6 months worth of savings saved up and three properties. So guess what? Two of the properties went on the market, and they're just hunkering down until they could one or both of them get a job.
So you're among those who feel that the Fed will not cut rates next month?
I think the Fed, because of the softening of the labor market, and no matter how many people our president wants to fire at the BLS, the Bureau of Labor and Statistics, the numbers don't lie. The economy is losing jobs. And the economy, when people lose jobs, what do? They stop spending money that they don't have on things they don't need. And all of that slows down. And I think the Fed, all the experts are predicting, and I am not an expert when it comes to the Fed predicting. I'm just passing on what the experts are predicting. They're predicting a quarter point cut as of right now in September. But that could change 15 different ways between now and the time the Fed meets and announces their decision in February.
Disagree with David? He would love to hear from you. Call him Saturday morning. He's on the radio starting at 10 here on WGN.
10 to 1, Bob. Thanks for having me, buddy.
Have a good one.